I think she was very young. Yes, she would have to been something like into 10 to 12 years old, because I know of a lady that she used to take care of her, on the boy, and then they moved to Butter Point.
Mm-hmm.
Why, she was quite a kid, but she wasn't grown.
Let's see, did your mother and father have much education? Could they read and write?
My father had education.
Uh-huh.
Mother didn't.
And what was your father's occupation?
He was what I would call him. He was a foreman,
mm-hmm.
down in the Brunswick Marine.
And did your mother work out, or did she stay at home?
Yes, she worked out.
Do you know where your grandparents came from, where they were born, or where they lived?
Well, where they came from, I think on both sides. They came out from Savannah. Some part of Carolina. I don't know just where, but they came from Carolina to Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
From Savannah, they branched from Deering, over Brunswick, Doughboy, and then from Simon.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that's, let's see, your grandparents on both sides, you think?
Yes, they all from uh-huh. Carolina.
Now, let's see, what was your wife's occupation? Did she work out?
Yes.
Okay. And what was her religion?
Baptist.
And what grade did she get to in school, do you know?
I think she went to... I believe she finished school. I think she finished school.
Okay.
She finished.
And where was she born?
Cincinnati.
Okay. And did she go to school on St. Simon's too?
She started on St. Simon's. She had a big brother.
Uh-huh. Okay. And do you know where her people came from, where her mother and father were born? Were they born here, do you know?
No, her mother and father, they hadn't born here. They all come out her mother born, I think, in Butler Point. I believe her mother born in Butler Point. Yes, in Butler Point.
Okay. And do you know about her father?
I think he's going to Butler Point.
Okay. Now, Mr. I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was telling you about. You know, what do you call this and what do you call that?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm particularly interested in is just what you'd normally call it. And also, if you can think of some of the older ways of saying these things, you know, like maybe your mother or your grandmother might have said, that would be interesting too. What do you call the later part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
You know, this afternoon or...
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before...
Before day.
Okay. And what's an expression that has the word sun in it? I got up this morning before.
Sunrise.
Okay. And in the morning it's sunrise, and in the evening it's?
Sundown.
Okay. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is?
Broke.
Okay.